are you briefly, the last question relates to the moon sighting and what's being circulated about the Saudi so-called controversy and the cover-up or the big Saudi mistake and all of that that is being tweeted about and spread all over the internet by ignorant people. And they're saying, what do you have to say about that? Subhanallah, subhanallah. Islamic fiqh and knowledge of Islam is not governed by Twitter, and it doesn't bow down to the tweet of a million people. The deen of Allah Ta'ala is complete. Allah Ta'ala said, Al-yawm akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. As Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, the first few verses, today I have perfected for you, I have completed your religion for you, and I have completed my favor upon you, and I have been pleased, and I am pleased with Islam as your religion. So the scholars of Tafsir said, whatever was religion on that day remains religion for us, and whatever wasn't religion on that day is not our religion. These people and their astronomical predictions, their ijtihadat, their tables and their conversions and their formulas and the things that only the specialists in their field can comprehend or put all of those things together to produce the understanding that they reach, that wasn't deen in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's not deen today. Rather, those are guesses. Those are ijtihadat bashariya. Those are human estimations. They can be wrong, they can be accurate. Naam, and this is what the scholars say in general about timetables, about moon charts, about the predictions of when the moon will be seen and when it will not be seen, as well as the timetables that are made for the Salat times as well. All of them are estimations and observations, and they're based on human calculations, which are subject to being erroneous. Meaning Allah Ta'ala did not reveal those things in the Quran. He did not reveal them as revelation to this ummah. They are not absolute certainty. So they are not to be taken as undoubtable certain knowledge. From the perfection of Allah's deen, from the perfect legislation of Allah Ta'ala, is the month of Ramadan and the month of fasting. As Allah Ta'ala said, شهر رمضان شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. يعني the month of Ramadan that has the Quran, that the Quran has been revealed within it, guidance for the people and clarity from guidance and furqan and the distinguishing knowledge that differentiates between truth and falsehood. فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْهُ. Allah Ta'ala gives us His order. Whoever of you sees the month, and they said, in the scholars of Tafsir understood the month here to be a reference to the crescent moon. Whoever of you has a shahada, a ru'ya, whoever sees the month, whoever sights the crescent moon, then let him fast. That shows you that we do not fast until we see the crescent moon. Or we count 30 days of Sha'ban. وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَإِدَّةٌ مِنْ عَيَامٍ أُخَرٍ. And whoever of you is sick or on a journey, then let him make the days up from other days. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسَرُ. Allah wants ease for you. وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسَرُ. He does not want difficult things for you. What's this yusr? What's this ease? This simplicity of Islam that Allah wants for us to enjoy. And Allah wants us to have the comfort and the ease that He has provided us with it. Think about what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said when he was describing how to calculate months. He said, "Inna umma ummiya, la naktubu wa la nahsub." We are a simple, illiterate nation. We don't write and we don't make calculations. الشهر هكذا وهكذا. And he gestured with his hands to show 30, and he gestured with his hands to show 29 days. Meaning a month is either 29 or 30 days. That hadith was collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim from the reports of Ibn Umar. And we understand from it clearly the ease of how we recognize the start of a new month. That a month is 29 or 30 days. So on the 29th day, we look for a moon sighting. If we see a moon, then 29 days is completed for that month, and the next day is considered to be the first day of the new month. It's that simple. Every single person, Bedouin, nuclear physicist, child, adult, PhD holder, illiterate, everybody who wants to practice Islam can practice Islam like this. Everyone. It's all inclusive. The deen is for everyone. Regarding the matali of the ahilla, the moon phases and the moon, the availability of moon sighting in different parts of the world and the maps they draw with the lines about where the moon can be seen here and there based on calculations and observations on the last century. The only people who truly grasp all of that and understand it, and I don't mean feign understanding of it, like many people do, but they truly understand all of that are astronomers, mathematicians, people who specialize in those kinds of calculations. That being the case, we know that that is not the deen that Allah made as an obligation on us. That is something that some of the elites of the scientists understand. We are not going to be made to be people who have to bow down to and submit to in taqleed, in blind following, these scientists. As our religion has given us clear and easy guidance. Think about, furthermore, what our Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us from his clear guidance, that whoever holds to it shall be saved and whoever leaves it shall be destroyed. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "La tasumu." Do not begin fasting. Hatta tarawul hilala. Until you witness, until you sight the crescent. What did he say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Memorize it. Put it in the faces of the falakiyin, of the astronomers, who insist on having their calculations followed by the people. Our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instructed us on how to consider the beginning of Ramadan. He said, "La tasumu." Do not begin fasting. Hatta tarawul hilal. Until you see the crescent. The astronomers, they want us to start fasting because they tell us that the crescent moon is possible to be viewed at this time, even if we can't see it. They want us to trust them and their calculations, and they want us to base acts of worship to Allah, legislation in Islam, based on their efforts of observation and calculation. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "La tasumu hatta tarawu al-hilal." Do not begin fasting until you see the crescent. He also said, "Wa la tuftiru hatta tarawuhu." And do not break your fast, meaning do not consider it Eid al-Fitr. Do not start the month of Shawwal. Hatta tarawuhu, until you have a sighting, until you witness and see the crescent moon. Then someone says, well, what if it's cloudy and it could be seen? Logically, here's a scenario. It's cloudy, it's overcast, and, you know, maybe even based on the previous month being 30 days, the months tend to alternate, meaning a month is 30, then the next one is 29, and that tends to be commonly the reality, the case of the months. So last month was 30, so I suspect that this one is going to be 29, or I think it's likely that this will be a month of 29 days. But on the 29th day, everything is cloudy and I can't see anything in the sky. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us the answer. The same hadith, which is collected by al-Bukhari and Muslim again, from the report of Ibn Umar as well. He said, فَإِنْ غُمَّ عَلَيْكُمْ فَاقْتُرُوا لَهُ. If it is unclear to you, then estimate it. If it's unclear, if you cannot see the crescent, meaning it's a cloudy, overcast night, you cannot see the crescent at all, you cannot even see the sky where the crescent would be, then estimate for it. Some people say, oh, estimate. Here's an order for the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for us to follow astronomical predictions. La, ya Habibi. The meaning of فَقْدُرُ لَهُ has been explained in other narrations from the speech of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Bukhari collected the narration from Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, where he ends the same hadith saying, فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ يَا حَبِيبِي فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ Then complete the time of Sha'ban, complete the period of Sha'ban as 30 days. That's what you do on the 29th day when you suspect that there will be a moon sighting, or you say it's likely, yet you don't see it because of clouds, you don't have an option to see it, you complete Sha'ban as 30 days. If it's not clear enough. If it's not clear enough. When in Ghumma alaykum, if it's unclear in the sky. That's in Sahih al-Bukhari. That's your deen, ayyuhal muslimun. My Muslim brothers and sisters, that's your deen. Not what these astronomers are saying. This is your deen from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Sahih of Bukhari and Muslim. In the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, or the Jami' of At-Tirmidhi, often referred to as the Sunan of At-Tirmidhi, there comes a report from Ammar ibn Yasir. Radiyallahu anhuma. Hadith number 686. He said, من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه الناس فقد عصى أبا القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whoever fasts on the day that the people doubt, then he has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim. He is Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. Here's the understanding of the companions. Ammar said this, Abu Huraira said something similar, so did Anas ibn Malik. They said, whoever fasts on the day that the people doubt, that's the 30th day of Sha'ban, the day when it's cloudy and people are saying, maybe it's Ramadan, maybe it's the 30th of Sha'ban, we can't see the crescent, we can't see the sky where the crescent is, so it's doubtful. On that day, some people would fast because they think Islam requires them to take precaution and fast just in case it's Ramadan. And some scholars even gave that fatwa. Even some of the Sahaba made that error, which was clarified by the other companions, which you can see right here. The companions were not infallible. The other companions corrected this mistake. They said anybody who did that has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim. Even if it was someone the likes of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself. Whoever has done that, he has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim. The wording of the speech of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is entirely clear. فَأَكْمِلُوا عِدَّةَ شَعْبَانَ ثَلَاثِينَ When you can't see the area where the hilal would be, then complete Sha'ban as 30 days. Don't leave the speech of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is guidance and revelation from Allah for the mistake of a companion. Don't leave it. It's the guidance from Allah that is revelation. مَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى He doesn't speak from his desires. It's only revelation that's been given to him from Allah. He told you to complete Sha'ban 30 days. If it's cloudy and you can't see the sky where the moon would be, where the crescent would be. Don't follow the mistaken action of anyone, companions or anyone less than them. Especially when the rest of the companions rejected that mistake, saying whoever did that has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-Tirmidhi, when he collected this hadith, and it's considered a hadith marfu' because Ammar is saying that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forbade this. He forbade that you would fast on the 30th of Sha'ban without a moon sighting. And whoever fasts on the 30th without a moon sighting has disobeyed the order of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-Tirmidhi says, and one of the great things about the book of At-Tirmidhi is that he talks about the fiqh of the hadith and who acted upon it and so on. And you'll see a perfect example of that right here. He said, وَالْعَمَلُ عَلَى هَذَا عِنْدَ أَكْثَرِ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ Acting by this statement, meaning avoiding fasting on the day of doubt, is the position of the majority of the scholars, min أصحاب النبي sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of the companions of the Messenger of Allah, وَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ مِنَ التَّابِعِينَ And those after them from the followers of the companions. وَبِهِ يَقُولُ الثَّوْرِي ومالك وابن مبارك والشافعي وأحمد وإسحاق كرهوا. And this is what Sufyan al-Thawri said, Malik ibn Anas, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i, Ahmed ibn Hanbal, Ishaq ibn Rahway. They all hated for the people to fast on the 30th day, the day of doubt. وَرَأَى أَكْثَرُهُمْ إِنْ صَامَهُ فَكَانَ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ أَنْ يَقْضِيَ يَوْمًا مَكَانَهُ. He said the majority of them also believed and held the position that if he did fast that day, meaning in disobedience, he fasted it, making his intention that if this is Ramadan, let it be counted for Ramadan. This will be my first day of Ramadan, if this is actually Ramadan, like a conditional intention, which most of the scholars don't accept. They said, if he did that, and if it was actually shown that that was the first of Ramadan, like what might happen this year in 1434, that Ramadan, we will finish 28 days of fasting and there could be a moon sighting. That happens any time, or that's possible to happen any time you count Sha'ban to be 30 days because you did not see a crescent. The reality in the sky is there could have been a crescent that we didn't see. So the astronomical reality, which is not what we worship Allah with, was that the crescent was available. But we didn't see it, so we didn't start. Right? And then the moon was spotted early, which would have been 29 days. We fasted 28 days. And now the day of Eid comes after 28 days of fasting. We take the day of Eid and we make one day up. We'll talk about that in a minute. But here's the deal, and this is alluded to here in the speech of At-Tirmidhi, as most of the scholars said, that if the person was to fast on the 30th of Sha'ban, and then it's later found out that that was the first day of Ramadan, like in the case when the people fast 28 days and the Eid comes. That means that the crescent was available, but we didn't see it on the 30th of Sha'ban. So he may think he's right now. He may say, yeah, I got the Muslims. I fasted on that day when everybody was confused and doubtful. And so I got it right. The majority of the scholars say you still have to make that day up, because you were not allowed to fast on that day. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تسوموا حتى تروا الهلال. Do not fast until you see the hilal. And you went ahead and fasted anyway, in disobedience to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how would Allah accept your fast? Naam, the majority of the scholars had this position, that the ru'ya, you have to see the moon to begin your fast of Ramadan. They said, in صَامَهُ فَكَانَ مِنْ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ أَنْ يَقْضِيَ يَوْمًا مَكَانَهُ. If he did fast that day of doubt, and it turned out that it was Ramadan, meaning technically or scientifically, that which we are not bound to in our worship of Allah, like in the case of this year, which is a possibility, or any year where Sha'ban is counted as 30, because we didn't see a crescent. And then it turns out that if we did fast 28 days, and then it's the Eid, it is not the case that such a person was correct and everybody else was wrong. Rather, he was incorrect. He was disobedient. As Ammar said, من صام اليوم الذي يشك فيه الناس فقد عصى أبا القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anybody who fasts on the day that the people doubt, he has disobeyed Abu al-Qasim, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we don't say that that person was right and we were all wrong. We don't say there was a big mistake in our fast. We say we followed the guidance of our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we fasted. We remained in Sha'ban for 30 days because we did not see a moon, and we were instructed by the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not to fast until we see the moon. No conspiracy, no sin, no cover-up, no blame can be associated with following the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then it turned out that we fasted 28 days and the hilal appeared. And now we have to take the day following the hilal's appearance as the first day of Shawwal, which is Yawm Eid al-Fitr, the day of Eid al-Fitr. And we recognize that we need to make up one day of fasting. Tayyib. This is a natural and logical understanding for when you count Sha'ban to be 30 days. All of this is necessarily included in the order of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to refrain from fasting on the 30th of Sha'ban until we see the moon. That means, technically and in reality, the crescent was there and we didn't see it, yet we worship Allah by not fasting until we see the moon. That's how we worship Allah. Logically, that crescent could have been there, which would mean that it's possible that the next month's crescent would come after only having fasted 28 days. We say, no problem. La haraj. We say, Allah wants ease for us. Allah does not want hardship for us. Follow His legislation, follow His deen. La haraj. Now that you have to make a day up after Ramadan, after Shawwal has entered, you have to make a day up intending it to be Qadha yawm min ayami Ramadan, making up a day from the obligatory days of Ramadan, does not indicate that you have been sinful, or that you have been mistaken, or that you have done something to harm or take away from the reward of your fasting. In no way whatsoever. Just as the person who is sick one of those days, he makes qadha for one day in Ramadan. If he broke his fast for one day, because Allah Ta'ala said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ فَلْيَسُمْهُ وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ I'm sorry, وَمَنْ كَانَ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ Whoever of you, or whoever was sick or upon a journey, then he makes the days up later. Allah Ta'ala told us to do that. So when you're sick, and it is clear that you need hydration, your body is dried up and you have a fever and you have a flu or something, and you need to drink water and you need to take medicine to stay healthy or to regain your health, then the deen of Allah is that you break your fast. As much as you love fasting and as much as you want to be with the Muslims, fasting and all of that, you break your fast and you take the ease that Allah has given you. You don't put burden on yourself that Allah didn't put on you. The mercy of Allah, the concession of Allah, that's your deen. And then no haraj. In fact, you are practicing your religion. No deficiency in your fast of Ramadan at all. You come in one of the days of Shawwal or later, and you make up that day from Ramadan. No deficiency. You're following the deen of Allah entirely and perfectly, with no deficiency. However, for you to fast on that day when you're sick and put additional hardships upon yourself, you're going against the ease that Allah wants for you. You're going against your religion. Naam, your fast will be acceptable, but you're going against the concession that Allah has given you. He said, if you're sick or on a journey, make the days up later. Why won't you take what Allah Ta'ala has given you? Similarly, we don't have any problem, we don't have any self-blame or any blame for others, let alone blame for our beloved Muslim rulers, that we have to make a day up because we fasted 28 days and we recognize that the crescent was there but we didn't see it. It doesn't mean that we should have seen it and we are mistaken. La! We practiced Islam exactly according to the orders and the guidance of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So where's the conspiracy? Where's the cover-up? Where's the Muslim rulers ruining the month of Ramadan for the Muslims in the year for... Don't you know, ya akhi, that the Shia, those people who hate the companions, those people who constantly conspire against the Muslims to corrupt their acts of worship, to confuse them in their religion, they would love to turn the Muslims against their rulers. They would love to make the Muslims think the rulers did something wrong. Hey, ikhwan, our rulers are not perfect. What did they do in this case, though? Our rulers established court systems and locations to report moon sightings all over the country of Saudi Arabia, and other rulers of other countries did likewise. To hear the testimony of anyone who comes forward to say they saw the moon. And no one came forward on the 30th, on the 29th of Sha'ban, so we counted 30. and we started fasting the day after the 30th of Sha'ban. What conspiracy have they done? What kind of corruption have they fallen into? Ittiba' Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is fasad, it's corruption, it's ifsad, it's causing corruption on earth. Have you no sense? We should have abandoned the guidance of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam to take the astronomical calculations of astronomers. We should have left the guidance of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who told us don't fast until you see the moon. We should have abandoned that. And we should have taken a calculation. And for that we have to blame our Muslim rulers and tweet about them and speak about them on blogs and backbite them and slander them and accuse them of all types of fasad and trying to corrupt the ibadah, the acts of worship of the Muslims. Wallahi, Muslims have ended their Ramadan. Those Muslims who have chosen this path, you have ended your Ramadan in a way that shows that you haven't benefited from your Ramadan. You have finished your Ramadan with ill speech of your Muslim brothers in Islam. Conspiracy talk and blame and all kinds of stuff that is baseless. Ya akhi, in the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib, radiyallahu anhu, the time of the Khalifa al-Rashid, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Oh, you people influenced by the Shia. Ali ibn Abi Talib, in his time, the people fasted 28 days once for one of the years in Ramadan. Recorded in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba and Abdul Razak. In the time of Ali radiallahu anhu, they just made a day up after Ramadan was over. Nobody blamed the rulers. Nobody blamed the Muslims. Nobody thought they were deficient. Naam. Subhanallah. So the issue has happened not only in the time of Ali ibn Abi Talib, but it happened throughout history many times. And it's a possibility to happen every time Sha'ban is 30 days. It's a possibility, it's a reality that there could have been a crescent that we did not see. We're not responsible for that. لا تصوموا حتى تروا الهلال. That's what we're responsible for. Do not begin fasting until you see the hilal. Don't blame the Muslims who follow the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Blame the so-called Muslims who are asking the Muslims to leave the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, asking the Muslims everywhere to fast on the day of doubt without a moon sighting, asking the Muslims every year to say that the month will be 30 days, so ignore any moon sightings that come up, even if they're trustworthy people. People who are asking us to abandon our religion and the clear guidance as it relates to a pillar of our religion, blame those people. And tell those people to be silent about obedient people, upright people, people who are concerned for following the guidance of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They're the people going against the order of Allah. The order of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How would you blame someone who remains firm upon the exact guidance of the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam? This is what I think would correct this affair, and this is what I think would set the record straight for those people who are calling and those people who are asking the same issue about the moon sighting and the conspiracy and the courts and what they've asked the people to look for the moon on the 28th. That's adi, ikhwan. That's normal. There's nothing wrong with it. If the moon is sighted and it was 28 days, don't feel sorry. Don't feel sad. Nothing wrong has happened. Everything has been done according to the orders of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You are worshipping Allah Ta'ala upon the guidance of the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. Hada wallahu a'lam. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And maybe you can look on BakkaNet, BakkaNet. I will try to summarize this discussion and possibly organize it in a better way to provide some benefit and help for those people who would still be confused on this issue. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.